What's up, guys? Nick Script, P2W Fantasy Podcast, having office episode on the lunch break. It's going to be the first Dynasty episode of this offseason as the fantasy football season officially just wrapped up, unless you are waiting on details from that Bills-Bengals game. But for the most part, fantasy football over. So let's talk Dynasty, because Dynasty never sleeps. Dynasty never stops. I wanted to look at some players that may be available on your waiver wire to consider picking up in your Dynasty leagues. Now is the time to do it, too, if you still can make those moves before anybody else does and before the season or the offseason progresses on. So here are some players I consider picking up if available and why. First guy, Greg Dortch, 5 weeks of 13-plus fantasy points, three of which were 17-plus outings. 80, 103, and 98 receiving yard games show some upside there. 87.3% true catch rate according to Player Profiler, and he had five games of 9-plus targets. Restricted free agent in 2023, there's a possibility that what he did in Dallas this season earned him some money elsewhere. Next on the list is Khalil Shakir, the rookie for the Buffalo Bills. Week 7, he showed us a flash of what he can do in the fantasy world. Three catches on five targets for 75 receiving yards and a touchdown. 16.5 fantasy points. In 2021, he ranked number 24 in receiving yards and number 32 in receptions for college football. So there is future potential for Khalil Shakir to take over that slot role in Buffalo attached to Josh Allen. We know in the past that Josh Allen heavily utilized Cole Beasley from the slot position. Isaiah McKenzie is still going to be there. Jamison Crowder is likely gone in 2023. Terrace Marshall was the wide receiver 2 in Carolina this season. He played 85%+ of the snaps in 9 out of 10 of his last games. Three double-digit scoring weeks this season. They have the potential to upgrade the quarterback position for the Panthers. Sam Darnold, I'm still a fan. I still like what he's done lately, but he is going to be an unrestricted free agent in 2023. There's the chance that they just move on and try to shape this team by getting a new quarterback. So you're taking a shot at a quarterback upgrade. You're taking a shot at a year 3 jump for a guy that was a second round draft pick in Terrace Marshall. Chris Evans, Samaje Perine is set to be an unrestricted free agent in 2023, which could open up that running back 2 role behind Joe Mixon, making him a handcuff. He has a pass catching profile. Kind of similar to Jerome Ford in Cleveland, both Kareem Hunt and D'Ernest Johnson are set to be unrestricted free agents in 2023. Week 17, Ford saw more touches than Kareem Hunt. Good pass-catching numbers in his final season last year at Cincinnati. Could have bigger role in 2023 as a complement to Nick Chubb. Noah Brown, kind of similar to Greg Dortch, stepped up this year when given the opportunity. He had 5 weeks with double-digit fantasy points, in which two of those were over 20 fantasy points. 4.5 targets per game with 7 weeks above that mark. He stepped up several times with Dak and for Dak. He's an unrestricted free agent in 2023, so again, he could earn some money elsewhere based off of what he did this season. Maybe a bit deeper here, but Jake Ferguson, the rookie tight end for the Dallas Cowboys, he's been playing behind Dalton Schultz. Schultz is set to be an unrestricted free agent, though, in 2023. 46 receptions in 13 games his final season at Wisconsin, so he's got a bit of a pass-catching profile. Week 6, we saw a flash for Jake Ferguson, 4 catches on 6 targets for 40 yards and a touchdown, 14 fantasy points. So if they do move on from Schultz, Ferguson can be the guy. Next is Chase Edmonds, which might be a bit sneaky because a lot of people were out on him based off of this bust of a year. But Latavius Murray, Mike Boone, Marlon Mack are all set to be unrestricted free agents in 2023. So all three of those running backs could be gone from Denver. Javonte Williams, we know, is recovering from that ACL. not likely to be ready at the beginning of the season. So Chase Edmonds might be the lone running back as of right now standing. He played 59% of the snaps in Week 17, 5 games of 14-plus fantasy points in 2021. He's a dual-threat running back. KJ Hamler was a 2020 second-round draft pick. He's been plagued by injuries. He had the ACL. I think he had hamstring issues this season. In 2022, when actually playing, 7 catches for 165 yards. The hope is that he can get healthy. He's a downfield threat, which could be flex-worthy potential in the fantasy world. So KJ Hamler. In Green Bay, all of Robert Tonyan, Mercedes Lewis, and Tyler Davis from the tight end room are set to be unrestricted free agents in 2023, along with Alan Lazard at the wide receiver position. So there's a potential that 2020 third-round draft pick Josiah DeGuerra has a boosted role in this offense that likely is going to have some moving parts. Brevin Jordan, I've always been partial to him. I've always liked him, but 38 receptions for 576 yards and 7 touchdowns in 8 games in his final Miami season as a college prospect. I did like him as a prospect. He didn't do well at that combine. 3 double-digit fantasy weeks last season when he was a rookie for the Texans. Houston is likely to upgrade at the quarterback position, so that's always a plus. Also, both O.J. Howard and Jordan Akins are set to be unrestricted free agents in 2023. Third tight end in a row here, but Jelani Woods, monster rookie tight end. He's 6'7", 223, just scary looking. Third-round rookie who had 44 receptions in 11 games his final season at Virginia for 598 yards and 8 touchdowns. Flashes of some receiving yard upside for the Colts, 98 receiving yards week 12, 43 week 16. He had a 2-touchdown game in week 3. There's a chance he builds his role for the Colts in 2023. Again, staying with the Colts, but Zach Moss played 67, 69, 59% of the snaps in place of Jonathan Taylor the last 3 weeks. In these games, he had 24, 13, and 15 touches. Deion Jackson is set to be an unrestricted free agent in 2023, so we're looking at the handcuff for Jonathan Taylor here. Another handcuff potential is Snoop Connor for the Jaguars. Season high 17% of the snaps in week 17. He had 5 touches. One of those touches resulted in a touchdown. 729 scrimmage yards in his final season at Ole Miss in 2021. Jamichael Hasty is set to be a restricted free agent for 2023, so this could open up Snoop Connor being that Travis Etienne handcuff. Noah Gray for the Kansas City Chiefs, if there was ever a such thing as a tight end handcuff, he would be Travis Kelce's. Weeks 11 through 17, Gray played over 50% of the snaps, getting more involved in the offense. 27 receptions on 33 targets for 285 receiving yards and a touchdown this season for the Chiefs. For the Vikings, KJ Osborne, 4 weeks of 14-plus fantasy points with 3 of those weeks over 18 fantasy points. Major week 15 flash when he caught 10 of 16 targets for 157 receiving yards and a touchdown, 5 touchdowns this season. He can continue to grow to be the future wide receiver 2 for the Vikings behind Justin Jefferson, especially with Adam Thielen at 32 years old. Irv Smith, a lot of people still are hoping for a brighter future for this tight end. He's had an injury history, missed all of 2021, over half of 2022, 8 career double-digit fantasy weeks, 44 receptions for 710 yards and 7 touchdowns in his final Alabama season. That's back in 2018. Unrestricted free agent in 2023, so I think the hope for Irv Smith is that, one, he gets healthy, and number two, he lands somewhere that will utilize him. Tyquan Thornton, second-round draft investment heading into the season by the Patriots out of this last class. He played at least 88% of the snaps 4 weeks straight now. Week 6, he scored a receiving and a rushing touchdown. In week 17, he had 60 receiving yards and a touchdown. Both Jacoby Myers and Nelson Agholor are both unrestricted free agents for 2023. Same team, Pierre Strong, the fourth round Patriots selection. He was picked before fellow rookie running back Kevin Harris, 70 rushing yards and a touchdown week 14. Seven receptions across weeks 14 through 16. I think that's in his profile, the pass-catching ability. Damian Harris is going to be an unrestricted free agent in 2023. This can open up some usage in the future for Strong behind Ramondre Stevenson. Another rookie, Rashid Shaheed for the Saints. Games of 53, 53, 75, 95, 41, and 79 receiving yards show some upside in that category. Role has grown his rookie year with 4 out of 5 of his last games played with 50% or more of the snaps. He was targeted 11 times across the last two games combined. Jarvis Landry, Deontay Hardy, and Marquez Callaway are all some type of free agent heading into 2023. So if he's impressed enough, maybe he can have an even bigger role for the Saints in 2023. Same team, Juwan Johnson. If we look at the tight end position, number 7 in air yards, number 6 in average depth of target, number 7 in slot snaps, number 11 in red zone targets, and number 4 in total touchdowns for the tight end position, courtesy of Player Profiler. 3 weeks over 15 fantasy points. He's a restricted free agent in 2023. I think he's going to get some cash to go somewhere. Daniel Bellinger, the rookie tight end for the Giants. He's the starter, the tight end 1 there. He's played 89 to 99% of the snaps in 5 out of 7 of his last games. He's had 2 top 12 fantasy performances. There's moving pieces potentially for New York. Saquon Barkley, Richie James, and Darius Slayton are set to be unrestricted free agents. This could bump his role potentially next year. Isaiah Hodgins, also for the Giants, played 80% or more of the snaps the last 5 games straight. During this span, he has been the wide receiver 13 overall and averaged 15.2 fantasy points per game. He's had 4 touchdowns across these last 5 games, or in that 5-game stretch. All of Sterling Shepard, Darius Slayton, Richie James are set to be unrestricted free agents in 2023. So they're losing 3 guys that were involved heavily at some point this season, and Hodgins has been balling out. James Robinson opened up the season in Jacksonville with 3 straight top 12 fantasy finishes. Just to be short, it didn't work out for the Jets. 1,070 rushing yards, 7 rushing touchdowns, 49 catches, 3 receiving touchdowns under his belt his rookie season. That's on his resume. He will continue to get further and further past his injuries. He's going to be an unrestricted free agent, so maybe he's a stash just to see where he does end up going. Cade Otton, another rookie, this time for the Buccaneers, tight end. 4 weeks as a top 12 fantasy tight end this season, 5 weeks of 6-plus targets, 13 targets across his last 2 games, 2 touchdowns this season. He can grow into a more consistent role, maybe in his sophomore season, especially knowing that this team, historically, when Gronk was around, actually liked to incorporate the tight end quite a bit. Same team, Russell Gage, 2 weeks over 23 fantasy points this season, 5 weeks of 6-plus targets with games of 13 and 12 targets, and this is with him missing 4 full games. Tampa Bay went out and grabbed this guy from Atlanta. When healthy, I think that his wide receiver 3 role, even with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans, can have some flex potential. 3 straight seasons with 4 touchdowns, 2 seasons over 750 receiving yards. Did want to mention another rookie tight end, but Chig Okonkwo from the Tennessee Titans. He's shown us to have some field stretching ability. He's been a tight end with upside. Austin Hooper is set to be an unrestricted free agent, so this could mean that Austin Hooper walks and then Okonkwo for the Titans will be the tight end 1, which I think will be appealing just again because of that receiving yard upside we've seen this season. Then I have a list of guys that are some sort of free agent to think about taking a look at just because, again, maybe dynasty price is not extremely high right now or the most valuable, but if they land in the right spot, it can change for the better. So now would be the time to go and take a look, especially if you're in a deeper league. Timing is always key in dynasty. So Mike Gesicki, tight end, Julio Jones, Robert Tonyan, Ashton Doolin, Mac Hollins, Ronald Jones, Daryl Henderson, Daryl Williams, DeAndre Carter, Richie James, and Deion Jackson. Just a few names more that are some sort of free agent that might be available on your waivers. There's way more free agents out there for this coming 2023 season, but I'm only looking at guys that are likely to be available on your waivers. So that'll do it. Pretty quick episode, but hopefully this benefited you in some way for guys' names and why to take a look on your waiver wires for potential ads. So going to be plugging away all season, so make sure you are subscribed wherever you consume your podcast. Let's get it this off season because we're looking at ships now for 2023 and beyond.